snazzle, dazzle, and Jiminy Razzle. If this isn't just about the best idea I've ever heard, we'll have a show.
Starring Jim Neighbors and Ruth Buzzard.
Oh, excuse me, Ricky. Ricky, I did see what you were doing.
It felt good, didn't it?
You have built a giant system of lies, persecution, torture, gaolers, hangmen, secret police, espionage and denunciation, uniforms, field marshals, and medals. But everything else you have thrown overboard. Do you begin to understand a little better how you are, little man? Not yet? Well, let's try again.
Oh, excuse me, Ricky. Ricky, I did see what you were doing. It felt good, didn't it? It's all right. We all have feelings like this sometimes. When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings and what causes them. And how we can control these feelings.
Listen, take her tongue, enter, walk, bow, stand, look, kneel, kiss the ground, 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 breathe, kneel, strike the ground, stand, bow, walk, bow, walk, bow, walk, bow, walk, bow, walk, stand, stop, strip, bow, walk, bow, kiss the hand, bow, walk, look, turn, stop, bow, rest, turn, stop, bow, rest, turn, stop, bow, rest, turn, stop, bow, rest, turn, 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 turn.
I don't have a whole lot of time. I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and I've kind of been running across the country. Oh man, I don't know where to start. They'll triangulate on this position really, really soon. Okay. Okay, what we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra-dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now. I started getting...
I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room.
Well, excuse me, what are you doing here?
What are you doing in here?
This is my fucking man cave.
This is my man cave.
It's my motherfucking man cave.
It's my fucking motherfucking man cave.
No, I think you've got it all wrong. This is my Jesus fucking cock sucking son of a dog shit whore motherfucking man cave. I put a down payment on it with my balls.
Cock almighty, this is my fucking motherfucking piece of shit fucking slap my dick on the couch or whatever the fuck you're sitting on right now, and that's where I put my fucking cock.
Hey, it's my fucking cock sucking Jesus Christ whore bitch motherfucker man cave, and that's where I put my penis. Your penis is where my penis is supposed to be.
Ah, man cave. That's my big screen TV right there. It is 12,000 inches.
I've got a big fucking microwave right there, man. It is 58 cubes of fucking radiation.
Holy fuck. That's a lot of fucking radiation cubes.
I put my fucking dick in that microwave, cook it up, and we're ready for baseball.
Let's eat it. Let's do it.
Eat my cock, my radioactive motherfucking cock.
Let's eat our fucking cocks. And I got my fucking big ass fucking remote that controls everything in the universe right here in my fucking hand. It's shaped like my cock, so I can't tell the difference in my fucking cock or it's a fucking remote control for everything in the universe, my fucking man cave. And I can control, I got a button for you that'll take you out of my fucking man cave right now. Might be broken.
My mommy gave me this man cave.
Fuck you. Your mommy gave me this man cave.
I know my mommy likes you, but my mommy likes me better.
My mommy said I'm a fucking man, and I deserve a man cave.
Well, you may deserve one, but this one's mine.
Can't share it.
I think sharing's manly.
I guess you could hang out in my man cave a little bit.
I wouldn't mind if you stayed in my man cave and played with me.
I guess we could. I guess it could be our man cave.
Yeah, it's our man cave.
All right, what are we doing here?
Well, I could hold your remote or your cock, whichever one you prefer.
Can't really tell the difference.
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
Whoa!
Ooh! Auga!
Au!
Few people laughed. Few people cried. Most people were silent. I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu is trying to persuade the prince that he should do his duty. And to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, "Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds."
I want to tell you the natural facts that a man don't understand a good book right, and that's all. Every day of our lives, and that's all. Now, when you see folks jump from this or that, they don't know where in the devil they're at, and that's all. Now he can go to the college, go to the
what about the stock market?
75 million years ago, this planet was called Tigiak. They had elected a fellow by the name of Zemu to the supreme ruler, and they were about to unelect him. And he took the last moments he had in office to really goof the flute. Zemu decided to take radical measures to overcome the population problem. Beings were captured on other planets and flown to locations near 10 volcanoes or more on Earth. H-bombs were dropped on the volcanoes, destroying the bodies of the beings who, as thetans, attached themselves to one another as clusters. A revolt followed of the loyal officers against Zemu. Zemu was locked up in an electronic mountain fortress and remains there still.
The idiot.
Give a woman the right to vote, and by heavens, next thing you know, she'll want to smoke like a man.
This is the taste for today's woman. Tailored slim for your hands, for your lips.
You've come a long way, baby, to get where you got to today.
Thank you. I was just masticating on a banana before you came in. I'll put it through the phone. Are you getting it? I'm telling it go. Just a tip. It seems to have really worked its way in here. Are you feeling it? I'm so sorry. I have retracted it too quickly, perhaps. Well, I feel like an old fuddy-duddy when these things happen. I have inserted many fruits into my twat. As fermenting would be the word for it, yes. I have been basting in fungal ointment all afternoon. I hear that there's lots and lots of sex in retirement residences. I have had lots of sex in on swing sets. Is that public transportation? I get lonely when I'm upside down, but also early upside down. But at the end of the day, generally you get at least three good-sized succulent wieners out of it. Do you waddle a lot? Are you a waddler? I have often mollycoddled those who toddle and waddle. It's more like I've broken into someone else's home at this point. I'm sure they don't mind if I come over. I've already written all of their names in my own shit on the walls to let them know thank you for letting me break into their house. And I have put all of their clothes on all at once. Sometimes I bring around a picture book of all the different porcelain dolls that I have shoved up my twat. And they got quite offended. I can't talk about the others. Did you know that you can pull eels out of horses' heads if you really want to? Eventually, the eels will find them, and then they will slip their way into your body through the eye of the horse. I've been saving so many penises from all around the world. Should I put them away? Oh, happy, happy new schmear to you, too. Hi.
Oh, shizzle gizengar. But I gotta get up, but I get up, but I get up, but I get up, gotta get up, gotta get up.
Okay, you scumbags, now turn around and face the wall.
They gonna remember my name.
You know, this is causing me serious psychological harm.
I'm so happy we're just friends.
This the best you can do?
This is the Morgan family coming home from the lake. Ed and Marilyn have been married 12 years. That's Kelly Sue and Casey in the back seat. They've driven this road a dozen times before, and nothing ever happened. But today is different. Today, Ed will become a killer. And here's his weapon.
And now, boys and girls, it's time again for our science budget.
You don't want people becoming more aware and more free. Why is that, Mark? What do you got to hide?
Well, excuse me, Dan, but...
Murder, perhaps? Something in your closet there?
Yeah, I killed a guy once.
Tell us about it.
As a postal worker back in Wisconsin, Mark Wortman, I chopped him up into pieces and buried him in a ditch.
Yeah, that's real funny, Mark.
Virginia Slims, a cigarette designed for women, has in its promotional efforts revived an ailing sports world for the distaff side. It has contributed to professional women's tennis, as well as having infused the first big money into women's aviation, making the Derby the highest prize regularly run air race in the world. Other major sports programs are being prepared, further supporting the slogan most progressive women utter to each other, "You've come a long way, baby."
Presenting Mrs. Pink Hippo of the African Hippos, emerging from her special Pullman. Like all other gentlemen, Old Man Hippo has allowed the lady of the family to go first. That is, she did come out, but seems to have disappeared. The first grand splash they've had since the hippos left the River Nile. Where is little Palsy Walsy? Ah, imitating a flying fish or a man-eating tiger. What's wrong, old man? Want to go back to Africa?
With the flatulence of our